Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I am no fan of the Affordable Care Act. I think it's wrong for New Jersey, and I think it's wrong for America. I fought against it and believe in the long run it will not achieve what it promises. However, it is now the law of the land. And I will make all my judgments as governor based on what I believe is best for New Jersey.
Well, Chris Christie famously hugged President Obama in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. And now the New Jersey governor is embracing a key provision of Obamacare, the expansion of Medicaid in New Jersey, paid for by Washington.
Accepting these federal resources will provide health insurance to tens of thousands of low-income New Jerseyans, help keep our hospitals financially healthy, and actually save money for New Jersey taxpayers.
So let's talk about Governor Christie's decision to take on Medicaid expansion and other conversation-worthy details from the governor's new budget with Republican Tom Kaine, Jr., leader of the New Jersey State Senate. Senator Kaine, welcome back to WNYC.
It's great to be with you again, Brian.
And Gordon McGinnis, president of New Jersey Policy Perspectives, a liberal-leaning group that this week praised the governor for his decision to take on Medicaid expansion. Mr. McGinnis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
Senator Kaine, do you support the governor's decision to opt into the Medicaid expansion?
I think it was the right pragmatic decision to make. If the money is going to be spent anyway somewhere in the country, then New Jersey citizens should be able to receive that money. This will help 100,000 New Jersey citizens. We already have 1.4 million people on Medicaid. But the federal government has to live up to its promises. This is the pragmatic right decision to make. The overall law does very little to contain costs. And I agree with the governor in opposing a state-based exchange in this instance. But if this money is going to be spent anyway, it may as well be spent in New Jersey.
The federal promise is to cover 100% of the cost of the expanded Medicaid, that is the additional people who would join the rolls, for 3 years and then 90% after that. So, Senator, do you think this is something that the state has to reconsider 3 years from now?
I think we should reconsider this on every year. I mean, realistically, we need to make sure that the federal government is keeping its word. And the governor is very clear in his address and, you know, over the last couple of days that we need to make sure that if the federal government is keeping its word and making sure that the funding is there, then we should keep going down this path. But if the federal government starts to pull back, as they have in the past in other programs on special education and a number of other areas, then we need to reevaluate that. But as you well know, New Jersey gets 62 cents back for every single dollar it sends down to Washington, D.C. And the fact that they are now going to pay 100% in this one instance, and they're going to do this on a nationwide basis, then we should participate as long as it makes fiscal sense for the state of New Jersey.
Mr. McGinnis, I see the budget from the governor estimates about 100,000 additional New Jerseyans will be on Medicaid next year. That's a lot of uninsured people getting new coverage. But some independent estimates have been up to 300,000. Do you know why the different numbers?
I don't know the number I don't know the origin of the governor's number. Our number is 307,000, which sounds awfully precise. There is a study coming out today which makes it even higher than that, 378,000, I think. So, but I do think that it's more than 100,000. The question is, between now and January 1st, can we reach out to those 300,000 or whatever the number is, people who are eligible, acquaint them with the opportunity and make certain that they are registered in time so that the federal 100% financing actually does begin in January for the optimal number of New Jersey residents who are eligible.
Listeners, any reaction to Governor Christie opting in to Obamacare Medicaid expansion or anything else from the governor's proposed budget for the next fiscal year? 212-433-WNYC. Call us up if you want to speak on the air, 212-433-9692, or you can post a comment to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Mr. McGinnis, I'll stay with you for a minute. I've read that there are concerns about the effect of this on illegal immigrants because they are recipients of much of the charity care that currently takes place, but of course would not be eligible for expanded Medicaid coverage because the undocumented are not eligible. How vulnerable is that population under these changes, and how many folks is that that you could say who will not be covered?
That is a number, Brian, that is very difficult to come up with. There are tens of thousands, certainly, of undocumented aliens in New Jersey. What will happen with the Medicaid expansion and with the insurance premiums through the exchange is that a large number of New Jersey's 1.2 million uninsured will be covered. They will not be covered. And so my guess is that they will continue to use hospital emergency rooms, which are obligated to treat anybody coming in, or a variety of clinics, usually free clinics, that are organized around the state but probably do not cover most of those undocumented aliens. So they are left out very specifically in the law, and I think that for them, health care will continue to be an emergency room deal.
Senator Kaine, as a budget matter, I believe the state currently spends $1 billion a year on charity care, mostly given to hospitals to help treat the uninsured. Does that budget line go down in the new budget? I don't know if you've looked this specifically, but I'm curious, because Medicaid and the individual mandate would presumably leave many people more with insurance and not dependent on charity care.
The federal government used to do a two-for-one match that they've eliminated this year in the area of charity care. And so there's a specific line item that was reduced, but the overall amount with efficiencies and this Medicaid addition means that those numbers will be about the same from the state perspective. But the federal government has eliminated the match program that they used to have that would help that New Jersey make some of the payments. But from the state perspective, it should be flat, is my understanding. But this overall budget is a very much nuts and bolts, balanced focus on making everything more affordable, holding the line on taxes, job growth, Sandy recovery, care for those in need. This is and all while spending less than the budget that the governor inherited when he came into office. And this just is a good, strong, common-sense budget that makes our state more affordable and makes sure we can continue to have strong private sector job creation, as we've had over 100,000 new private sector jobs created in the last 3 years alone.
New Jersey Senate Republican leader Tom Kaine Jr., Gord McGinnis, president of New Jersey Policy Perspectives, with us, 212-433-WNYC. And Steve in North Arlington, you're on the air. Steve, thanks for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call, Brian. Great show.
Thank you.
My question or comment is I'm a little confused because, as I understood it, the governor was against Obamacare and was one of the ones that was very vocal about it. And now can this be construed as a flip-flop in his opinion about that care program, or is this just, you know, take advantage when you can?
Well, Steve,
my answer off the air.
Steve, what? Let me ask what you, as a citizen of New Jersey, think. You probably heard the clips we played of the governor where he said basically now it's the law of the land. This money is going to be spent somewhere as long as they're offering a 100% coverage from Washington. We might as well take it for the good of the people in New Jersey.
I agreed with that from the get-go. The issue that I have is that this appears to me to be a political flip-flop. And that's the question that I have.
All right. Senator Kaine?
Sure. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. The governor is very clear. They opposed Obamacare when it's going through the process because it did nothing to reduce costs. It was very clear that their rules are so confusing that he and a number of other governors have not set up a state-based exchange, and they're going to allow the federal government, because they've had such inconsistencies in their rulemaking process, to implement the exchanges. Because but the governor says, I can control what I can control. In this instance, there's a pot of money that can help New Jersey citizens that is going to be spent somewhere in this country. And if it's not going to be spent in New Jersey, it will be spent in New York, Connecticut, Wyoming, where have you. And so as he's focusing on what's the best for the citizens of New Jersey, he says there's a pot of money that's going to be spent. It's not going to be spent based on merit. It's not going to be spent on reducing costs nationwide, but it's going to be spent. And so as the governor of the state of New Jersey, as he's putting together a budget that spends overall less than it did 4 years ago when he comes into office, he says this is the best way to address the needs and concerns of the citizens of New Jersey. In this instance, whether it's 100,000 or slightly more than that, citizens in New Jersey who will be able to do this on a cheaper, more efficient basis than utilize this program. But the second the federal government doesn't keep its word, let's reevaluate this going forward.
So, Mr. McGinnis, to stay on the politics for a minute, the top story on Reddit politics right now, as voted by its readers, actually it's the third top story on Reddit politics, has the headline, Chris Christie does a U-turn on Obamacare, GOP's heads explode. Nice Reddit way of putting it. So I'm sure you get the meaning. And the governor was not invited to speak at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, as some other potential Republican 2016 hopefuls were. What would you say about, in the New Jersey context now, what kind of Republican Governor Christie is as of today?
Well, I think that given the fact that he's joined a growing list of Republican governors who opposed Obamacare last year, it was very difficult to find any elected Republican in the nation who would offer a positive comment about Obamacare. Subsequent to the election, however, we have seen 8 Republican governors who have said, this is too good for my state. This is a deal that I can't pass up. It includes Arizona's Jan Brewer, certainly one of the most conservative governors ever. It includes the governors of Ohio, Michigan, and Florida, of North Dakota, of Nevada. I mean, this is a growing list of Republican governors who've reached the same conclusion that Governor Christie reached, that this helps people in their state. It brings in stimulus. It will help create, it'll activate the economy. It'll create jobs.
My question was really broader. Beyond the Medicaid expansion acceptance, from your perspective as kind of a liberal-leaning policy analysis group, what kind of Republican governor is Chris Christie?
Well, I think he's a pragmatic governor. I think there are some, certainly in the first 2 years, there were actions that he took which appeared to be designed to appeal to the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party. He was the first governor to defund Planned Parenthood, for example. He's the first New Jersey governor to show up at the end Roe v. Wade rally. There are things that he did which seemed to be directed at the National Republican Party. I think it was Superstorm Sandy that actually brought Governor Christie back to New Jersey in terms of his energy and in terms of his policies.
With
Senator,
all due respect,
go ahead.
Gordon there's no secret that the governor is pro-life, and he acts accordingly with that belief. But to say that all of a sudden Sandy is what created the Governor Christie's success is absurd. The governor over the last 3 years.
Senator, I didn't say that.
Well, you said his tacking to the center.
He came back to New Jersey. You say he was out of New Jersey. He came back to New Jersey only because of Sandy. The fact is, over the last 3 years, the governor, with a bipartisan coalition of reformers, found real answers and real solutions on pension reform, which made the state more affordable, on tenure reform, for changing the tenure law first time in 100 years, on reducing the tax burden, bringing property taxes down from when the Democrats had complete control to 70% over the course of 8 years, increase to 1.4% increase in the last year, and taming that beast, 100,000 new jobs created since he took office. This governor has been in state finding real solutions, working on a bipartisan basis to bring those solutions to the fore.
Now,
Sandy just accentuated his strong leadership style and showed people in this state and around the nation what a strong leader he is, how compassionate he is, and the fact that he's focusing on real solutions, nuts and bolts, real solutions that will make New Jersey's lives better and make sure we have more people employed going forward, that we have more families staying in New Jersey, and that they can create jobs and stay with their families. That's what the governor has done for 3 years, and he will continue to do for the next 4.
We also get a sense in this budget of the cost to the taxpayers of Sandy and how the governor in this election year is choosing to allocate some of it. I read that it includes $40 million added to the current year's budget to cover Sandy-related expenses that Washington is not paying for. It also anticipates, of course, $1.8 billion in the first tranche of Sandy relief from D.C. due in April. But would it be accurate to say, Senator, that the governor responded to Sandy in this budget more on the tax side than the spending cut side? In other words, I see the homeowner rebate credits will be delayed from May until August, and the governor has withdrawn his proposal for a 10% tax break. But education spending goes up by $100 million, and he's making a big payment, as promised, into the Public Workers Pension Fund. So is it more of a tax solution to Sandy than a spend less elsewhere solution?
I think that when you're looking at this, I mean, in the exact same calendar year, the people receive the property tax rebates. Not in the May, but in the August paycheck. So in this calendar year, the people will receive the money that they'll be expecting. The revenues coming into the state government from whether it be the sales taxes or everything else have been up in the first two quarters, you know, from in the January and February, the first 2 months, have actually shown a spike. And the governor's focus very much on finding the real solutions, having a little bit set aside in case the sequester causes some issues because of these guys can't get their act together in Washington, D.C. under, you know, Obama's leadership. But in New Jersey, he's focused on real solutions that make the state more affordable, on whether it's on Sandy relief, where he's focusing on making sure that people have, you know, clear ways to create businesses, repair the dunes, do what they need to do to make their homes livable and the shore communities open again by this summer. So he's doing everything he can to make it real.
We just have a minute left. I want to get each of your takes on what the sequester budget, if it takes effect, will mean for New Jersey's budget. Senator, what do you think?
If as long as the president doesn't do the Washington Monument strategy, which is make sure that the changes are the most painful that they can be versus the ones that are the most efficient and most responsible, then New Jersey will be fine. But the president focuses on saying we will cut those areas that will hurt the most, then that's a problem. But other than that, we'll be fine.
Gordon McGinnis, same question, 30 seconds.
Well, the impact will be felt most in the area of education and in the area of housing. It will be modest in terms of the rest of the budget, and it will be in that part of the budget that is not included, the federal funds part of it, which is really a third of the budget, but is not given the same kind of attention as the state funding.
Gordon McGinnis, president of New Jersey Policy Perspectives, State Senator Tom Kaine, Republican Senate leader. Thank you both very much for joining us.
It's great to be with you again. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, Josh Robin and Juan Manuel Benitez from New York One report on their trip to the Netherlands to see how cities there reinvented their shorelines after their own legendary Sandy-like storm. Stay with us.